Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pretty good. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on because every day it seems like we get a new story that we need to flesh out and figure out if it's even true when it comes to NIL. Fans are still trying to process how this is working out. In fact, there was a story over the last 24 hours that Nick Saban at Alabama told the nation's best cornerback prospect, allegedly, that his request for $800,000 was not going to work at Alabama and that he needs to find another place to play. Quote, I'm not paying a kid a bunch of NIL money before he earns it. So, Cardell, when you see or hear stories like this, how accurate do you think they truly are that some of the nation's best players are looking for that kind of money to go to schools like Alabama or Ohio State? And are they getting their requests granted somehow, some way through these collectives?
Sadly, but surely, a lot of it is true. And the sad part about it is that the recruits and their families hold all the cards at this point because, you know, they force schools to bid against themselves when it comes to that. When I say schools, I mean collectives that's quote-unquote affiliated with schools. And I totally agree with Nick Saban to a certain extent because you don't want to – the sad part about these kids talk. So once this gets out, what's going to stop the next kid from quote-unquote lying and trying to – have schools bid against themselves, and then walk into the locker room where you have a 3-4 year starter that haven't made a penny in NIL. What do you think that's going to do to that chemistry? What do you think that's going to do to that locker room?
Probably going to hurt that chemistry very, very quickly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. And just knowing some of the things that's going on here right in our backyard, you know, I think Ryan Day and that staff is doing an unbelievable job of, you know, controlling what they can control in the NIL world. You know, coaches still can't be involved in the NIL world. You know, the cool thing about collectives like B Foundation, which me and my partner Brian Schottenstein ran, we do not work for Ohio State. We are, quote-unquote, really not really affiliated with them because of the rules and regulations. They can't be involved as much. And we're able to actively go out and, I mean, everybody know who Ohio State is recruiting. So we're able to go out and reach out to these recruits and educate them on things that we do for our current players at Ohio State.
Cardell Jones with us on the hotline. So help explain then, if you're saying that, you know, the collectives aren't necessarily directly affiliated with the universities and you know, Ryan Day can't go out there and talk money with some of the recruits, take us through a scenario of how this would even work when a player wants to capitalize on NIL and a school wants that player desperately. How do the two sides, you know, end up coming together? And is there even a contract signed between the two? Because we've seen stories about kids that were promised one thing and didn't get it.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, it's another sad part about the NIL world. And don't get me wrong, some schools have been really helpful with their collectives. I think you have, like, Florida, Alabama, Texas, and many more schools are really working hand-in-hand and partnering with their collectives and keeping everything on the up and up. And I would imagine those conversations will work something as if, you know, through the recruiting process, those coaches can direct those recruits to their collective and they work hand-in-hand and just educating them on things that they can do immediately for those players we're completely different. You know, we don't work for Ohio State. Ohio State, sad to say, but, you know, and I don't know where this decision is coming from, but we get very little support from Ohio State. And all we want to do is help them continue to win games by continuing to get great recruits, by continuing to solidify, you know, pretty much coaches' jobs. But the way it works, no contract can be signed in NIL world with a student athlete in high school. So everything is just talk. So you look at the situation with the quarterback from Florida. I forgot the kid's name, but one of the top five quarterbacks
Rashada.
In this year's class. Yeah. Early enrollee, a collective promised him all this money and things like this over the next, I think, 4 years of his career. And they got there, and it was like, oh, yeah, he's looking for that first paycheck. Because I would imagine they said, hey, you know, we're going to do your first deal with you as soon as you step on campus. You know, you get on campus, and he said, you know what, hey, we ain't doing that. And it's like, dude, you know, 90% of that kid's decision, his family decision to go to a university was because of NIL-driven, mm-hmm. which is not right or wrong. But you see what happened when those relationships don't work out. That kid didn't take, you know, he wasn't in college for 2 weeks before he left. And it wasn't nothing to do with the education, wasn't nothing to do with the football program. It was money.
Well, what do you say? Cardale Jones joining us on the show. This is incredible stuff, Cardale. Because what you're saying, I mean, I can't tweet that. I can't tweet what you're saying. It is very unpopular. Because you are saying, hey, you got to be careful if you're a player. But people will immediately say, well, they deserve everything they can get. They need to get everything they can get right now. And I look at a guy like when you mentioned Jaden Rashada, where I'm looking at him going, I think he's going to be, what, 20 this summer? He's a little older. I'm not sure what type of an NFL prospect he's going to be. Now, this is me just being a pundit here. And I'm looking at him going, maybe he should take every single penny he can get from whatever college he goes to, because who knows what his professional future holds.
I totally agree. But I think that those monies come from when you perform at a college level, not because you was a five-star recruit, you know, or a four-star recruit or whatever, how high rankings and these rivals and these own three told you how great you were going to be. Because when I'm on a phone call with these families and these kids, I tell them all the time, I've seen more kids in your situation as a five-star recruit that didn't pan out than did. So just because you did great things at a high school level and you ran around kids and you threw all these touchdowns and then all these tackles, don't mean it's going to translate to this next level. So when they're coming in and thinking this mindset, oh, because I did these things in high school, I should get this immediately, I think that's the wrong mindset to come in with. And your teammates in that locker room, they sense that. So, yeah, I totally agree with NIL world, because you have great college players that we all know is most likely NFL window is going to be very limited or not at all. You know, I think of some guys like, you know, my buddy JT Bear, you know, didn't have an NFL upside, but Taj Boyd from back in the day didn't have an NFL. Myself, you know, and many other guys who were great college players that would have made a killing in the NIL world, but no real opportunities at the next level. So I'm all for those guys getting that every piece of NIL dollars that they can, because they help fill in those stadiums and those universities, and they help put the money into the athletic department pockets.
Cardale Jones joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do you think, like, the quote, the $13 million that was in the Athletic article to a guy like Jaden Rashada, and then he gets on campus and they're like, yeah, we don't got $13 million. You can earn it maybe over time or whatever. Is that, like, maybe a first domino to fall here? Because I look at this and I go, Cardale, these guys who own businesses, these boosters, how are they making their money back? And eventually, are they going to look at their investment and go, what am I actually paying for here? Because, I mean, you're saying it. You got 17-year-olds who are going, well, I'm just going to go get a bag from somebody else. I'll get a bag here. I'll get a bag there. And then all of a sudden, they're looking at it going, what am I paying for? Am I paying for 6 wins? And maybe get into a bowl game where I can go get boat raced by Oregon State? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword. So NIL is just marketing deals for the most part. Mm-hmm. The only guaranteed money, upfront money, is coming from recruits, for recruits upfront, is from the collectives. Now, when you own campus, when you perform at a high level, right, business are going to do people business with people that's going to add value to their business. I give the example all the time. Why do Gatorade and Nike, you know, want to do business with LeBron James? Because you have a great image, because he's a baller, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing on college level with NIL. I kind of put NIL in two different perspectives. the recruiting side of things, that's where the collectives really come into handy. And then when you're there, the deals from your local dealerships, your restaurants, your TV stations and things like that, those are the real NIL deals and opportunities. And as a business owner, when I have my favorite school has a player, the quarterback, and he's killing it every year, and they also have a top lineman, let's say, well, who I'm going to more likely spend NIL dollars with, the guy who's going to throw all these touchdowns and name is being screamed and have all these social media followers, or a guy who no one really sees his job, you know, as far as a lineman, but projected top round pick. I'm probably going to go with that quarterback because he's going to get the most bang for my buck. And then another thing with the business is they can have these players, you know, come out for meet and greets. They can have these players post about their social media and things like that. So businesses are getting a return on their investment when it comes to the NIL world, but when that player is performing at a high level. But then you also have players who sign deals with businesses who, you know, probably didn't have as great of a year this year. So it's a double-edged sword because now what does that player value to your business?
Cardale Jones, helping clarify, I think, a lot of the misconceptions that are out there right now when it comes to NIL. There was a story about 4 days ago that Ohio State Athletics brought in a record amount of revenue. I think it was in the range of $212 million. Football was responsible for about $112 million of that. How do we bridge the gap here with many athletes not getting any NIL, but yet they bring in that type of revenue? We are talking about big business stuff there. I mean, there's some NFL teams that I think would look at $212 million, even with the TV deal, and they'd go, wow, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. And yet, you know, in the NFL, the players are all getting big-time contracts. And in the NFL, you got backup offensive linemen are making no money.
I mean, you got starting offensive linemen that are making no money in college, you know. So and I think it's a little different because NIL and player salary is two different things, because the salary is coming from the entity. NIL is not coming from the schools. It's coming mostly from the businesses that have usually been supporting those universities and things like that. But, yeah, you look at that type of revenue that the athletic department generated overall and football, accounted for over half of that. And the day and age, I think, of recruits going into these top five universities, these power five universities, and saying, oh, I'm going to come here because they got a nice game room, or they got, you know, they got the nicest facility, or look at all the jacuzzis they got. I think that's over. You know, recruits talking about, yeah, this is nice, but I want a jacuzzi in my room. You know, I want the money. So I think in schools, you know, I think Alabama is taking a great approach to NIL and a few other schools of what they're trying to do with their revenue that they create. And dumping money into the NIL department or NIL fund or NIL, you know, whatever it takes to continue to stay up with the change in times. I personally think Ohio State is behind a little in that aspect, but I would be curious to see what they do for their players outside of, you know, facilities and things like that when it comes to $100 million.
Cardale Jones joining us on the show, former Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback, running a collective right now with the NIL, name, image, likeness, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Now, you said a lot of schools are working with their collectives. Ohio State, not really with their collective, with you guys, with you and Brian Schottenstein. Why is that?
You know, I think that's a question above my pay grade. Like I said before, we do not technically work for Ohio State. We don't get paid from Ohio State. We don't even pay ourselves for the things we're doing. And I guarantee you over the 24 or 25 recruits Ohio State have signed this past 23 class, I've been on the phone with all of them, on top of maybe another 20 more, just educating them on the foundation, or educating them on just the business community here in Columbus. And not saying we're responsible, we're the sole thing responsible for, a good recruiting class, a top five recruiting class. But I would like to think that, you know, we were able to lure some athletes away from other universities with probably other NIL offers and opportunities by just educating them on things that we do personally for our student athletes, the relationships that we have built with these guys. And then not just that, but just Buckeye Nation as a whole, on top of everything that the coaches and the recruiting coordinators have been recruiting these kids for the last 2 to 3 years. So I would like to say we are like a great contributor to that, Why isn't it a more formal relationship with us? I do not know. But I do think that will continue to help and not just elevate our brand as the foundation, but clearly Ohio State brand and having a strong NIL collective and group that's supporting their student athletes.
We're still very early in this process with NIL, Cardell. It's only been a couple of years. Gene Smith has been at Ohio State a very long time, and he's had to navigate some troubled waters in the past. Do you think that maybe the past has made him nervous and he doesn't want to be a part of that, especially where he's starting to see the end of the tunnel at his time maybe at Ohio State here?
You know what? I can see that, and I can respect that as well. I think Gene is the best athletic director in the country. I think his track record speaks for itself, going back to, you know, Arizona State and some of the things he's able to do. But I do think that as well. I think his job, and, you know, we talk about it internally, about why this, why that, why this. But his job is to be the athletic director for the whole athletic department, not just focusing on one entity, which is football, that we would, you know, want more, I guess, focus on when it comes to NIL world. But his job is a lot bigger than that. So I totally understand Gene's approach, if that is his approach. And then, like I said, like you said before, you know, kind of wrapping up here in the next maybe 2 to 3 years of his career, he don't want to go out maybe as a guy who, you know, this is the way he's been doing it, this is the way they've been doing it from the beginning of the time, you know, focusing on athletic department as a whole. And it has got them a lot of success, right, as a university, as a sports, you know, what his role is in the athletic department. But I think the times is changing. And, you know, and I think, you know, in the next 1 to 3 years, if we don't get with the change in times, you'll start to see, you know, those double-digit win seasons maybe start to, you know, not be so often.
Well, if they don't get double-digit win seasons, people are going to freak out, and there's going to be other things that we have to talk about here on the phone here, Cardell. So hopefully we don't have to talk about that. Cardell Jones, follow him on Twitter, at CJ1 with T-W-O, CJ12 on Twitter. Cardell, thank you very much for the time, buddy. All the best.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Cardell Jones, former Ohio State Buckeye on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A lot to unpack there, especially with the NIL stuff. And you know, there's a possibility of regulation coming down the line and Ohio State not wanting to get involved, where Florida's gotten involved, but you're starting to see a little bit of it stick to Florida going, well, what are you doing? And you can't tell me that in recruiting that's not a very good thing for – or you can't tell me that's a bad thing for Florida when their name is stuck to a guy that they weren't going to pay, when it's coming down to dollars and cents right now. Coming up a little bit later, a big question about the Cavs and who they're playing. You guys next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.